That sound you hear right now, that's old man Winter creeping in the back door. I hate to frighten you, but look west a little bit and you'll see a big storm coming. Denver, another 8 inches of snow today. It's going to be snowing there through tomorrow, but this storm's going to push on through the Midwest, through the Dakotas, into Chicago and northern Michigan by tomorrow. So possibly a white Halloween for the Windy City. Maybe Indianapolis, too, in northern Michigan. And by Friday, snow could extend throughout other parts of the day. What I'm telling you here is, hello, winter. Goodbye, fall, at least for a moment. I mean, good Lord, it's here early. It's ugly. And my next guest has been out sewing his parka, putting it all back together, putting things back. Because he's been out there all summer, you know, wandering around. And then he realized, my gosh, I need my parka. It's Ron Rademacher stumbling around there. He's been lost for weeks. By the way, the Michigan Backroads Report brought to you by the Benzie County Visitors Bureau. Make it Benzie County. We are Northern Michigan, to make it a parka for Ron Rademacher. There he is, folks. Ron, how are you?
I am busy polishing up my snowshoes.
As you should be.
We had snow here yesterday, so.
And where is here?
I'm in Nama in the Upper Peninsula, and we had about 2 inches of snow yesterday. It's all gone now, but they're saying tonight we'll get another little dusting of that. So color time is over, and snowshoe time is here. Opening day is just a couple weeks away, as you already know.
Are you excited about all the snow? I mean, the Iceman cometh, right?
The Iceman cometh. Yeah, God, I'm glad that we remembered to do this, because Kalkaska is the place. The Iceman cometh challenge. Now, get this. It's a 29-mile mountain bike race. It's called a road race on dirt. And they go through living hell out there. It's this 29th year. And they do it rain, snow, sleet, ice. It's this weekend. Some of the highlights are Steve's Secret, Lombard's Luge, the Castle Cliffs, and then the Icebreaker, because they couldn't call it the other kind of breaker because it's the very last hill you have to climb.
The Icebreaker. Here's the thing. They're going to have potentially some really foul weather by this weekend.
And they're loving it. I mean, it's called the Iceman for good reason. And they go along, part of it's on a Nordic ski trail. And they go through the wilderness, and they go on roads, and they go across railroad tracks. And it is, this year they're doing one thing different, just to let everybody know. Usually it starts in downtown, and they take off, and you don't see them until they make it to the end. But this year they're starting at the airport. And the riders get to get warmed up by doing a couple laps around the airport, and then they dive off into the forest. So you can get all this at the festival section at MichiganBackroads.com. There's the plug. They have different races for all different kinds of skill levels. All these races are always sold out. You know, you have to apply to be in the race months in advance.
All right.
But it's really, really worth it. One of the unique celebrations of the coming winter in the entire state.
So here it is. The forecast for Thursday is a high of 38 with snow and sleet and so forth. Then it's going to be nice, decent on Friday when they all arrive for the big party. And then Saturday, a low of 29, a high of 30, and snow and rain and all of it. They're getting it all on Saturday.
Does it tell you what the wind's going to be?
It doesn't. Wait.
Can make a real difference too. Yeah. They have to show up in shorts and then put on snowmobile suits to be able to ride their bikes through this.
No, 11-mile-an-hour winds, crosswinds. So that's going to be a little. I just found it. There is wind on Saturday. 11-mile-an-hour crosswind. That's not going to be all that pleasant.
No, that's not. I'm not going to ride my bike. I'm going to be ice fishing.
Yeah. Well. You were talking about lacing up your snowshoes and so forth and getting ready. You know, you can actually go out and find out how that's done, can't you?
You can do that. That's, and another one of my favorite places, this is out there by Bel Air, the Grass River Natural Area. They do this every year about this time. They have a workshop where they'll teach you how to make traditional snowshoes. So it's a great skill, great fun, and you can make these things, and then you don't even have to use them. You just give them to your uncle or your mother-in-law, you know, to show them that you love them and let them go out and use them in the snow.
Well, right. You know, I made these for you. I didn't want to make them for myself. I wanted you to have a pair of snowshoes so you could get the hell out of my house. I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, something along those lines, yeah.
Mom, I love you.
I think Hallmark has a card for that.
Yeah, we have a card for that. Here's the door. Here are your stores. You'll see you later.
See you later. Have a good time out there.
Have a great time. Anyhow, if you don't like that sort of thing, I see up in Charlie Vox, you've got Restaurant Week.
Charlie Vox, yeah, Charlevoix. This is another good, this time of year. It is still Halloween, by the way. I don't want to forget that. But, yeah, Charlevoix does this. They have this one week where all the local eateries, the traditional ones, will bring up with new dishes for people to try. And then this is a way for the new restaurants in town to showcase what they can do.
Right.
So if you don't want to be out in the snow and you don't want to ride your bike, just stroll over to Charlevoix every day and try a different eatery every single day of the week. Another great, great way to celebrate the coming cold weather.
There you go. We got room for one more, and here's the deal. I've been trying to celebrate myself personally, the bird migration, fairly unsuccessfully, I might add. You know, I goosed a couple goose and got them flying a lot faster, but I haven't been able to collect one yet. But I did goose a couple, got them flying a lot faster, set them from about 30 miles an hour to about 80. With a little goose up the tail. But bird migration celebration, you got like 30 seconds. Tell me about this.
Well, this is at the Bird Sanctuary in Kellogg. They do this every year. And in fact, they do it a couple of times a year, and they take you out in the nice cold weather and teach you how to identify these birds and watch all the migration. You don't have to go there for it because the geese are flying south. So you can just go out in your backyard. By the way, if you want a goose.
I did.
Check with me in the summer because Fenville, who they're doing the pheasants this weekend, they have a goose festival.
Really?
Yeah. And if you can imagine people celebrating all these Canadian geese wandering around.
Well, I thought they were celebrating.
Imagine what kind of shoes you want to have for that.
So they're celebrating getting goose.
But if you go to the one in Kellogg this weekend, they do have cider. So it's not a complete loss.
There you go. MichiganBackRoads.com, MichiganBackRoads.com, MichiganBackRoads.com. If you want to see that fellow, Ron Rademacher, walk into your town and say, hey, let's talk about it, MichiganBackRoads.com. Ron Rademacher, thank you, as always.
Thank you, Steve. Good.